Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday, everyone. My name is Lamo. Geshe-la will be coming through this door in a few minutes. If you've never been here before, if you would please stand with the rest of us out of respect for him and his teachings. If you will be saying some prayers. But before we say, before he sits down, he'll be doing some prostrations, and you'll see other people in this room doing it. And if you feel uncomfortable doing that, you can just remain standing. There's no pressure. We'll be saying some prayers in this white prayer book, the first beige sheet and the first pink sheet. Geshe-la will be repeating the same teaching he gave this morning. He talked about the Mani mantra, the Chenrezig mantra, which is written on this prayer wheel right here, this brown thing right here, the cylindrical shape. Which is nice because Geshe-la encourages us to turn the prayer wheels that are on the other side of this wall, and also to walk around the stupa. There's a lot of benefit and purification in doing that. If you have cell phones, would you please either turn them off or put them on mute so we don't disturb the teaching? If Geshe-la invites people to join in to say something, if he asks a question, would you please wait till you get the handheld mic, because this is actually streaming. They can't see you. They can only maybe see the back of people's heads. But the people who are online listening, who can't come or out of state, whatever, really want to, be a part of this practice. So it would be very helpful and kind of you if you would do that. Geshe-la, in addition to talking about the Mani mantra, talked about... he talked about four stanzas in this guide to Bodhisattva's way of life. There's a copy in the library unless someone checked it out. And he was talking about chapter 5, Guarding Alertness, stanzas 1 through 4, if you have a copy at home. And let's see, and talked again, he reviewed about the obvious, hidden, very hidden phenomena, the three types of objects, and, the benefits of reciting the Mani mantra. Okay. I'm sorry? Oh, sure. It's on page, in this edition, it's on page 34. It's, Chapter 5, Guarding Alertness, stanzas 1 through 4. Okay. And he also talked a little bit about what meditation is and the benefits of meditation. Okay, if you're here with your child for the first time, if you would please, when I dismiss the children after the prayers and the mantras, if you please accompany your child and find out where to pick up your child, fill out a survey form. Thank you. Dave will chant the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra 3 times at the top of the first base sheet in the white prayer book, and then the 4 measurables in English, and then in Tibetan. Taya ta om mune maha munaye soha teya ta om mune maha munaye soha Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam devegyudam page to the first pink sheet, and let's chant the 2 mantras at the bottom, Chen Reizig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tower's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 The children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Maybe 5 minutes silent meditation. Yeah, silent meditation. So today is the Sunday that I'm going to talk about meditations. So decided last Sunday, not every Sunday I'm going to talk about meditations, because somebody's ears already got burned. Now every other Sunday we'll talk about meditations. This book is written by one of the Indian masters called Shantideva in 8th century. No, written by Indian master Shantideva called Shivala. In the monastery, the monks, they memorize all these books. They can say this book from heart. So I'm not one of them, so I'm kind of lazy. So there are other monks, they memorize, not me. So they can say this book, you know, from, because we have different examinations. Some of them like debate exam, some of this written, then there's oral exam. So you'll get the grade based on how many pages you can read, say by heart. Monks, there are some monks, they can say, no, this is modern kind of books, no, our books like that, long page, back and forth, just, and each book has 7 lines, long line. Some monks, they can say, probably like 900 page, 900,000 page, they can say from their heart, they memorize. Monks are very good in that. So when I become American citizen, so there's like quiz exam, so there's like 100 questions, you know. In order to become American citizen, you have to answer those questions. So for me, it's not difficult, I've just memorized all of them. Yeah. So here in this book, you know, Shantideva talks about meditations. So I'll read and explain this. Okay, I'll try to read a little bit and explain. It says, Laba Suma Deva is. Laba generally means, you know, like commitment. Commitment. Laba, you know, commitment. Particularly, according to Buddhism, Laba refers to this, what you call like 3 practices. The practice of morality, practice of concentrations, practice of wisdoms. Practice of morality, practice of concentration, practice of wisdom. It's called 3 training. So, particularly in Buddhism, Laba refers to those 3 things. So, Laba Suma Deva, in 8th century, Shantideva said in his book, if somebody out there want to keep commitment, generally speaking, particularly somebody out there to wanting to practice these 3 trainings, you know, 3 trainings. So what they need to do, what, you know, those people need to do, according to Shantideva's, his understanding of Dharma, Rabdu Dimde Sem Sungdes. Sem is mind. So those people need to guard their mind with a lot of effort. So the guarding your mind requires effort. So if somebody says, okay, sometimes you hear, no, you are already enlightened, but you don't know. That's kind of interesting. How come that you don't know that you're enlightened? That's, so you must know if you're enlightened. so you are no. That's called the what they call innate Buddha, innate. That's I think misinterpretation of the certain word. You know, Dhamme Sangye. That more refers to your nature, true nature of your mind, what you call Buddha natures. Doesn't mean you're all enlightened, no. That would be nice, you know, if you're all enlightened, that you don't know that I'm enlightened, that's kind of the mystical. So anyway, to guard your mind, it requires effort, you know. So if somebody says, okay, it requires some effort, that person is telling you the truth. It does require effort, no. Rabdo Din, the same song this. With effort, you can, that person must guard their mind with effort. Same thing, Sunga Machena, if you don't guard your mind, you can't keep your commitment. That's what they were said. You can't keep your commitment. If you're a monk, you can keep your vows. You can keep your cable TV. There's no kind of like casual way to say commitment. There's also commitment, right? Yeah. Simji Langbo Yentang, there's no. According to this meditation, the Shantideva was talking about, then the mind is considered as elephant. Elephant? Simji Langbo Yentang, yes. So in Buddhism, there's elephant in the room all the time. In America, sometimes there's elephant in the room, you know. Even though there's no elephant at all. There's no elephant in America, they're only in zoo. So in India, they do have elephant, but there nobody talks about elephant in the room. So. Simji Langbo, same is mind. Simji Langbo, mind is considered as elephant because so powerful. Elephant, you know. So when I was a young boy, back in the monastery, so we grow corn. So when you plant the seed, then all the monks have to go to work. At night, you go to the field, that's like not just 1 acre, that's hundreds of acres. So you have to look, you have to go there at night, whole night long, make sure the wild hawk doesn't get into the field. If they get into the field, they eat all the seeds. You know, they have really sharp nose or smell. So once they find one seed, but the way you plant the corn, it's all straight line, you know, between the little gap in you. So then you need to go there to guard the seeds. So then you build fire, then you bank the empty can, you know, so to try to scare the wild hawk. Somehow, if you fall asleep, then wild hog will eat the seeds. You are responsible for, say, a few acres of land. You are responsible. So in the morning, if you see everything is like dig out, then you are responsible to replant all of that seed again tomorrow. Then everybody will know you are the only one who is in the field planting the seed. Then you didn't guide the last night you sleep. Then the corn grow, then you go again there. Then that you spend like weeks in the field to guard elephant, to make sure elephant doesn't get into the field. When just getting into the field and it destroyed a lot of fields, then it's too late, you can't plant again, it's big loss. So you go there. So in that time you notice, you know, the power of the elephant, you know, even just getting into the field, they destroyed like big part of, you know, corn. Simji Langbo Yentang this. So what Shanti they were saying that we must pay attention to our mind. If we don't pay attention, that means, you know, let your mind do whatever your mind wants to do. So then there are so many things that mind wants to do, probably is not really healthy. That's not very beneficial. So, Nalme never cheer about us. So, mind like elephant, you know, could throw you out of clip. But external enemy, you know, so the, like, say, real elephant, worst case scenario, just take your life, you know, probably, you know, elephant do kill people in India, you know, time and time again. So they're just, you know, this life, you know, so then if there's something goes on next life, there's nothing they can do. But this elephant here, it could, you know, really, like I say, throw you somewhere that you can't imagine to be there. Or the elephant is like covered as the mind. So therefore, you are, you know, some statement you see, you are your own enemy, you are your own protectors. Who else is going to protect you except yourself? And who else is the worst enemy than yourself? This, all these statements pointing to the same point, guarding your mind. So then, you know, you are responsible for your next moment of happiness, and we are responsible for our next moment of next sufferings. So, Langchi Matu Nyumba is crazy elephant. Crazy, untamed elephant. Crazy elephant. Even the crazy elephant cannot throw you, you know, in the lower rebirth. But this, your own elephant, that become crazy, and that's no good. So now, that's like probably introduction about the elephant. So there is elephant everywhere. So now, so now what we need to train ourselves, first of all, to catch the elephant. What we need rope. So here, in this case, the rope is like mindfulness. Being mindful what you say, being mindful what you think, being mindful what you do. So that's called three draws. If you can manage to, in order to catch elephants, now clearly you need rope. In this case, rope is like mindfulness. You can't catch elephant if you have no ropes. So that means not being mindful, then you can guard your mind. So now what we have, you know, there's in the mindful, being mindful when you if you are in the public, they're saying in Tibetan, if you are in public, you watch your speech. If you're alone, watch your mind. This all mindful. Then, you know, like walking meditations, physical movement, watching your emotional thoughts, thinking about something, you know, something that you can keep your mind, you know, concentration meditations. If you can manage to tie that elephant, tie very tightly. If you can manage to tie that elephant very tightly, all the fear will go away. Everything that we see, everything you see, you know, everything we see or feel in this life, nawa is appearances. Appearance is like reflection of the mind. Reflection of the mind or reflection on the mind. How you say reflection in the lake or on the lake? How you say reflection on the lake or in the lake? On the lake. The correct English to say on the lake. Okay. Reflection on the lake. All the appearances are reflection on the mind, then on the mind. Now same, that mind is empty. Same. So, as I mentioned last couple of Sundays, we become so sophisticated, so educated, so serious, so tough. We take everything so seriously, you know. Everything is like the chinachunam, chinang, internal things, all your emotionals, all pain, emotional, all the difficulty in the mind, chinang, nang, inside, everything that's inside, happening inside, chi, outside. You know, seeing different things, liking, not liking, judging, all of that, chinachunam, all these phenomena. Internal, that refers to all that everything that goes on in the mind, you know, dislike, like, you know, attractive, unattractive, good, all of that, you know, internal. And same to external, chinachana, juma, it's like illusions. The magicians, I don't know, in the modern day, now we do have magicians here. All long time ago, magicians, what they do, there are certain practice they can do. There are certain practice, certain mantra they recite. So they gain some kind of power. So devu means, you know, small piece of wood. They can turn that into elephant. What you see elephant. What I see, I'm the magician. What I see is like piece of wood. But you see elephant, not just see elephant, but you believe in that, what you see. You're believing in what you see, which is absolutely illusions. I heard, you know, they, before they do magic, they kind of like, kind of control through their mind. They control, like, say, 4 yards of this land. Whoever walks in, their eyes been tricked. You know, sometimes they have like certain water near them, so there's all this power that's in the water. If somebody's knocked their water out, everything will be chaos. You know, you don't see elephant, you see piece of wood. So anyway, chinachana, juma melantas, internal, all these external, internal things is like, it's like illusions. It's like magic. Does not mean it's real, but what is indicated is we should not take things very seriously, you know. The great practitioner, they treat everything like, you know, it's like a dream, you know. We don't take very seriously, but dream is just a dream. It's not, you know. So the way we treat so much, you know, comes from that, the way we treat, way we look. Chinachana, Jumamilata, Pranaya Tsonas, in a clear light, clear lake. Pranaya Tsonas means clear lake. Dazu means, you know, reflection of the moon on the clear lake. Maya, it looks exactly the same as like moon, but it's not moon. It's the reflection of the moon. So it appears that person is like absolutely evil, but it's like the reflection of your mind is not absolutely evil. The person also possesses Buddha natures. That person could become, you know, better persons. So like that. So that what we should learn from that statement is that we should not take everything very so seriously, you know, so seriously. Okay. That's I think how you become free from all the fears if you can really guard your mind. All the virtuous things come very easily to you. Tatang, duck, tiger, which you don't have here in America, not in zoo but in the wild. 15 years ago, first time, like 1997, when I come into this country, so people from the center, they take me to wood. So I see the big woods come, like, fall down this wood, and when you go in the wood, I thought there's elephant in the wood. I asked, do you have elephant? They were laughing, so there's no elephant. You know? So then later on, I find out people do talk about elephant in the room. Not in the wood, but they talk about elephant in the room, which you don't see. If you talk about elephant in the wood, I may believe. If you talk about elephant in the room, I don't believe because there's no elephant. Tatans, tiger, singe, lion, longjing, elephant. Okay. So dead animals, you know, I never saw one, but I heard there's only in Tibet. In the dictionary, when you look at the word, they translate it like bear, brown bear. So when the people from Tibet, when they explain to me, so they're saying that, you know, Temo, that's the name of the elephant. So if you chase by one of them, one of those animals, you should not run towards up the hill, because that looks like the animal has long hair. So you should run down the hill, so you can run, because, you know, the animals keep, I say, like, when it goes down the hill, all the hair comes down. The animals keep, like, cannot see. You know? Then there's so much time to be spent that you can run. So, the couple of people I talked to, so when they talk, it seems like they almost saw one. Then when you talk detail, then they say, oh, I heard. You know, so that I never saw one person. They really actually saw Temo. So there's, in Tibet, there's, doesn't look like brown bear, because brown bear you have here, but that brown bear doesn't have long hair. So this animal is long hair, so I'm not sure. Like, certain animals, they talk about, you know, like in Tibet, so there's, you know, horse under the water, cow under the water, sheep under the water, sheep under the water. And people see different things, but, you know, hard to say. You know, even they have the photo of the sheep that comes out of the lake, not in the ocean. Tibet, we don't have ocean. We have lakes. It's the top of the world. There's no ocean. So something like that, you know. And when you go to Nepal, so they even have the skull of the Yeti skull. So I think a couple of people from center last time when we went hiking to the Himalayas for 7 days, some of them went to see the Yeti skull. So I didn't go because I'm not that interested. So they went there, they took the photos. Because they put in the glass box. So side of the metal is very long, you can hardly see something there, but that's a Yeti skull. So in my hometown, when my father was 16 years old, he told me that they are camping in the wood, not for fun, for walk. You know, they kind of say, collect a lot of grass to sell to the farmers. There's no machines. It's all done by hand. Then you just camp there in the middle of the wood. You cut grass, then, you know, till you finish your job, like a week, 2 weeks, you are in the middle of the jungle. And it's not like, you know, there's no facilities, you know, so you don't have anything here. You know, you have lights, all kinds of things. There's nothing. Here you can have the, how is it, spray? No, so there's some that they spray in the bear. if you don't mind, tell me one story. So long time ago, one of our members wants to go to India. So she's asking me a lot of questions about India. So I said, there is snake in India, cobra. She was really, you know, afraid. And she said, her eye goes on very big. And then I help her to, how to say, have packed all things, so make sure that she don't bring something that she don't have to bring. So then I went through her bags, you know, that she is bringing all these rolls of toilet paper. I said, this is not necessary, because India does have toilet paper, so we take it out better. Because I think probably reading that, you know, sometimes just reading the books, you know, written over a long time ago, you know, oh, toilet paper, then you buy toilet paper, you know. So that's gone. So then, then she had this spray, you know. I said, what is it for? She said, this is for cobra. I said, cobra is not going to chase you in India. They are not going to chase you, you know. So then she really wanted to give that up. She wanted to bring that with her. I said, okay. So not necessary, but not myself. So then I asked one Tibetan family to help. We went to the airport to drop her there, to the airport. All of a sudden, something happened, you know, that things explode in the luggage. So when the customer, when they open it, everybody sneezing like, and they are looking at me, I mean, around my robe, they are looking at me, what is that? So I said, this is not mine. I told her, she said, I don't remember. Anyway, so that's kind of funny. Because I eat a lot of chili pepper, doesn't really bother me much. All the rest of the people, they are sneezing, coughing, they can look in the back. So before they reach the snake, it's already reached the custom people. Finish right there, can't bring, no. Anyway, so my father, you know, he when he was 16, he kind of, in my hometown, is called like a wild man. Instead of a Yeti, we call wild man. If the kid don't behave very well, the parents say, okay, I'm going to give to the wild man. Kind of everyone knows. Anyway, something's there. Something is there. People see, not face to face, people see the footprint, people see this kind of things. But, you know, something's there. But maybe there's not many, many pieces that we are not able to interact, but they are there, so hard to say. Anyway, so that's another point here. Oh, yeah. So the fear of tiger, fear of lion, fear of elephant, fear of that animal called Temo, which little bear or not bear, I'm not sure what it is. So then fear of snake, you know, all of that. What Shanti was saying, this mainly is like reflection of the mind. If you can really guard your mind, those fears, there's a couple of examples that Shanti was bring up, you know, of the example of the fear will go away. All the fear, all the sufferings, these are all due to our mind. Who said? The Buddha said. No? Just want to say, this has been said in 8th century, and with that, that's the meditations. That's why you meditate. So now, when you sit like this, this is called sitting positions. It's not really meditations. Sitting positions. If it's called meditations, so then like squirrel in my backyard, they are doing a lot of meditations. Especially in the sunny weather, in the branch, you know, so they sit like, sometimes they sit like this. Not in the beginning, not long time, but first they are doing something like here, something here. All of a sudden, short period of time, looks like they are meditating, but actually they are, it's called sitting meditation, it's not meditation, so. Then it's kind of funny, so now, only in, I think, Europe, in development, in America, and or probably, I never saw in Europe, I've been in many, many places in Europe, but in America, you even see the picture of cat, really peacefully, like, meditating. Now they have dog, too, not just cat. So you can see America is a very powerful country. Even the dogs and cats, they meditate. well educated. Even the dog and the cat, they know how to. So when I first saw this photo, it's like very, make me really laugh. The cat is really peaceful looking. You know, mm-hmm. Didn't sit like this, but hand is like that. Even the dog. So it looks kind of funny, you know. Dog is the cat. Kind of inspirations. That's called sitting position. Okay, that's called sitting positions. So now when you sit, you know, so then there's a number of meditations you can do. You can review something. You know, you can go through something. Well, that's called review meditations. Or you can analyze something. You can analyze something, you know. That's called analytical meditation. Or you can concentrate. You know, object, you can choose all kind of objects. You can choose Buddhism, you choose holy object. There's benefit of recalling the holy object. There's another benefit. You can choose any object. You can choose color. So what we need to do, we just concentrate. Only thing you are thinking is color, red. That's all you are thinking, nothing else. Someday, so this is very, I said this many times now throughout many, many Sunday. So if you are really looking for peaceful mind. Regardless whether you believe in religion or not, long as you have mind, if you want to enjoy peaceful mind, so what we need to do, we need to concentrate. You can choose any object, you can just concentrate. That's in Buddhism, like being with yourself. Watching your breath in and out, that's exactly being with yourself. Easy to say, but difficult to do. Being with yourself means you have to do something. That's called mental exercise, mental training, You can just, when it's come down to physical exercise, we have to move, right? We have to move. You can't just do like me, like being a couch potato. So you just sit like that, thinking about, yeah, that's good. I'm thinking maybe to go to Shelly Lake, maybe, today, maybe one or maybe two rounds. But you even didn't move from your bed yet. You are thinking, maybe three rounds, something. So then the whole day you didn't move. So that's better than nothing. But that's not exercise. So you have to move. Similarly, in mind, mental exercise, you have to think. Or people say, don't think anything, just sit there, don't think anything. How? Tell me how. Then I'll do. Tell me how. Just sit there, think nothing. Mind thinks all the time. You can't stop. When you think something precisely, concentrate, other thought will go away slowly, slowly. That's the one way to do. That's practical way to do. You think something and you concentrate. That's like you hear this and all that. There's many workshops been done, mind, body, spirit workshop. There's no anger management program. There's so many things, So here, you think something and that's exactly being within you, being within yourself. How you say? Yeah, that's exactly, you have to do something. Otherwise, you can't be with yourself. It's not that easy. Even though I say it's easy, it's not going to be easy. It's just lying. It's not going to be easy. No pain, no gain. So there's no easy. Unfortunately, there's no easy way. There's no easy way. We have to put some effort. So you sit there, then you think something. That's being with yourself. So then the clarity, all of that comes later. First, to be with yourself. How long I can watch my breath in and out? 21 times, can I count my breath in and out 21 times without losing count? Just try. If you can count two times, two, logically doesn't make sense why you cannot count three. Doesn't make sense. You just watch your breath. That's the easy way to do. Out from nose, out, in one, out, in two, out, in three. You count that, 21, take break, do again, 30, 40. That's one way to be with yourself. Then see if you feel peaceful in your mind. So there's no concentration produce, peace of mind. So now, Gomtop Nyumochuan, this is very important to know. So, in Tibetan, the word meditation is called Gom. Gom means making yourself familiar with something. That becomes meditation. There's a big difference between sitting position and meditation. Making your mind familiar with something. So that's called Gom. So that in that case, you have to have something to make familiar. So now the power of meditation, or maybe purpose of meditation, that's very, very important, including myself or my friend here, very, very important to know. So Gomtop Nyumochuma means what we call here, called afflicted mind. Unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, long as we are part of samsara, we all have that afflicted mind. So we have to admit that. It's something that you cannot hide. Even though you hide, it's not going to go away. There is the afflicted mind. So we have, there's nothing to be shameful. We have to admit that we just have problem in our mind. That's why we get angry, you know. That's why we get jealous. That's why we get attached to certain things. You know? So this is all mental problems. So we have to admit, you know, there's nothing to be shameful. You know? So that's called afflicted mind. For meat, it doesn't matter, rope doesn't protect. Wearing this rope will not protect from afflicted mind. If that will protect afflicted mind, I can give each one of you one piece. You can just wear. No, see, then that will not help. Then here, afflicted mind, pneumon, it's called pneumon, means the minute it arises, it destroys all your mental peace. Unfortunately. Such as anger, you know, anger, shadanta vidibram, anger is considered as a pain, sumu, shadang, sumu, anger is pain. This is what sumu means pain. Shadang, sumu, same channel, no matter who, monks, nuns, you, regardless, priest, pope, His Holiness Dalai Lama, no matter who harbor anger, that means there's pain in your mind. That's pain. Shadasrami same jana inishiva nyaminjus. If whoever has this, you know, anger which is considered like deep pain, one of the most, how is it, worst pain. Shadasrami same jana, if you have that mind, what is called anger which is considered as pain, painful, very painful, Shadasrami same jana inishiva nyaminjus. You are not going to experience peaceful mind at all. At all. In that period. Inishivanyami. Nimiwa yukan gadang dewanga miwalas. Gadang dewanga miwalas. You will not experience mental joy. Nimiwa, you are not able to sleep well. And settled mind, there will be no settled mind. Mind is going to be unsettled. So that's like food, that's kind of food or fuel. Fuel. I'm not sure. That's fuel. Sorry, my English is not, I can't get around with my head. I can't get my head around with this word, how to make a sentence. Say, there's fuel. Then you say, fuel.
Fuel for the fire.
Fuel for the fire, okay. I'm not sure, like, just like, there's kind of like fuel for the anger. Okay, now that makes sense. Thank you very much. We have desire. Midu means like desire to not wanting something. Desire not wanting something. Or desire to wanting something. You know, like desire not wanting to do laundry in weekend. I really don't want to do laundry on Saturday. I want to just sleep. The desire you have, nothing wrong. Yeah. So then maybe somebody else comes, you know, to push you. You have to do laundry today. There's no time. Tomorrow you do this and that. So that means now there's fuel for anger. You know, as a so something that gets interrupted with the desire, not wanting to do something, or maybe wanting to do something, there's two types of desire. Then something will get in between, interrupted, or something that gets under your skin. So many different ways to say. The bottom line is that somebody kind of push, or you don't know what to do, or you want to do something, somebody interrupting that you are not allowing you to do. So then
based on these two types of desires, some interruption took place. So then, Kejima Junjuba, immediately saying in this, then you find the fuel. That's how you find the fuel for anger. Immediately saying in this, then you find something that you don't like. You know? Then you rely on anger. That's the only way to express, you know, to avoid. You think it's not only way. And rely on anger. You depend on anger. Then that's how you destroy yourself. Then right after the Shanti, there was a Sinje Mishin Namgashins. There's unruly beings are everywhere. People that you don't know, you can't get rid of them. Because there's not just one, there's so many of them, you know. So if you don't like the government, you can't get rid of the government. You know, there's unruly beings, you know, they are everywhere. You know, Sinje Mishin Namgashin, Teda Shumji Yomina, you can't get rid of all of them. If you destroy your anger, then it's equivalent to destroying all of them. This surface of the earth is too rough. I can't walk on the surface of the earth. Because too rough is hurting my feet. You have choice. Maybe you could find something that cover all the surface. Then you can walk on there without hurting your feet. That's one way to do. Or you can just cover your feet. Maybe wear some shoes you can walk on. And also protect that does the same thing. Then wearing our shoes is the equivalent covering all the surface. So that, you know, refers to the shoes, refers to your mind. You know, that means taking care of your mind. As I mentioned before, you know, so I'm in my meditation. There's something happening now. Maybe say one more time. I need to stop. It says 11:40, so now it's 11:41. But I want to say the stories, to tell the stories. So then, how we find this fuel for anger? How we find this fuel for our dissatisfaction mind? Like, you know, you go into your prayer hall, you know, in my house, there I have meditation rooms. I go there, you know, with good intentions, not always necessarily positive intentions. I just go there. And what I do is I sit down on my, you know, cushion. I start doing my prayers. You know. So, generally speaking, when you're trying to do some spiritual practice, that means, you know, to helping yourself and helping your mind. So, means I sit down. Then maybe after like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I'm doing my prayers, all of a sudden looking around, not really concentrating, looking around, you know. All of a sudden, Gishi Sambo comes, my friend Gishi here, comes, you know, in the room there where I see people. He comes there, and he does something there. He turn on the light, does something there. So I'm fully aware, you know, not just my prayer, I'm fully aware all around me. Doing a prayer, you know, so I'm so, may all certain beings have happiness, cause of happiness, you know, saying that from a word. Then Gishi Sambo left, and he forgot to turn off the light. So then my real meditation began. So then I said, how come that he's not turning off the light? How come he don't know about saving energies? Then it goes on and on and on and on. Completely forgot what you're doing. I'm sitting in my British hall doing some prayer. So there's no day-to-day life experience. Fall back, 3 steps backward, 2 steps forward. I think that's fine, you know, going back and forth like that. So I'm going in here. Okay. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
We're going to take a few minutes just to thank a group of people who have done an incredible amount of beneficial work for Kadampa Center over the past year, and this is the members of our Financial Development Committee. They're the ones who have taken personal responsibility for raising the funds that keep the center open and pay for our teachers and our staff and everything that occurs here at Kadampa Center. Also, during this past year, they've gone above and beyond that in creating a model for sustainers to support the center as opposed to one-time donors. So we all owe them incredible thank you. We're very grateful to the work they do behind the scenes. So could I ask anyone who's worked with the Financial Development Committee in any way to please stand up, or else I'll start calling people by name. Is Jim in here? They,
Where's Jim Green? We saw him earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the nursery.
Right. So can somebody go get Jim Green? Yeah, he, please. Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah. We want at the earlier session, we thanked particularly Sandy Carlson, who's kind of been the cheerleader for the fundraising this year. Donna Cease, who works behind the scenes processing all the data. Also thank Susan Potter, who's not here today because she's preparing for her Financial Development Committee meeting. But we've all benefited from her very articulate presentations of the finances of the center. And then once we get him in here,
there was a lot of crying in the nursery a few minutes ago. So. It could be a little drama going on.
There he is. Okay. And finally, Jim Green, who was the one who developed the sustainers model and really put that into place.
So follow.
Yeah, if all of y'all could come up and get a gift from Geshe-la and Akata. Yeah. And we're not giving Jim the necklace, right? Is that
right.
Okay. Yeah.
No jewelry.
Okay. There's a little confusion about.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Anne. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Also, like, on behalf of, you know, all the people here, so I also would like to express my deep appreciation for all of you. Oh, thank you very much. At the same time, so send all, you know, deep appreciation towards all of you. So because of your, you know, contributions, now center is, you know, running quite well, I think, quite well. So being here last 15 years, now almost 16 years here at the center, so one important thing that I experienced being here, you know, so we have wonderful people. So we really do. You people are beautiful, wonderful, so dedicated for our center. So, and now, please, you know, rejoice, you know, rejoice whenever you see people come here. You know, so many classes have been offered through this, you know, center. So you are part of that. So rejoice that. And also, everything that we do here, we do for you. So then some of probably you may think, oh, this is my center. It is not my center. I just teach here. That's all. This is not my center. That's our center. No, that's true. The center doesn't belong to me. I just come here to teach. So, and this is my, should I call job? It's not job. So no, anyway, so that's what I supposed to do here. Whatever you call. Besides that, anything that's going in the center, finance, everything, how much money in the bank, where's the bank account, I have no clue. No clue. I like that way. So I want to be that, like that, long as I remain at the center. So I'm not involved at all. It's all done by you. No, taken care by you. So, and I really, you know, very much appreciate that, you know. So then also, because of your effort, you know, 14 years ago, we are in the basement. You are in or you are out. There's no place between. Now here, it's not like that. There is small. Especially in the winter time, it's kind of similar. All the carpet in the office room get wet. It's not good. You know. So now move here. This big shit. So this all of your, you know, like contributions. So then we build this trooper here. So very, very happy to see the kids that tuning the prayer well. People are going around. So benefit of that is mind-blowing. Just going one round. Stupa, you know. It's not that difficult. You just go one round. And you can bring your pet. If you really love your pet, that's exactly what I did for my cat. You know. So there are benefits. You know, you bring your pet, you know, you just let them go one round. A lot of benefit. So that's very, very something to be proud of, you know, having this stupa. There's the only one in North Carolina, whole state. There's only one in the whole state. I mean, this is the... Maybe in Raleigh, so I'm not sure. Well, North Carolina. Probably maybe it's the only one. Anyway, so this, you know, like for you, you just go one round, and that's prayer will. When you see the kids, they see training them, they get benefit. You know, they get. This is the kind of benefit you don't need to talk at all. You just get benefit. That's all. That's beautiful way to get a lot of benefit. You don't need to say anything. They just turn. So when you turn, so then, I'm not sure, like, according to, if you really want to know the traditional way, you always turn clockwise. Clockwise. The prayer will outside there, turn clockwise. You can just think of your pet. You can just think of your friend. You can just think of your parents. They feel good. You are doing something, not just thinking. Just doing something for them. You feel good. So that's good. So I just want to say, you know, oh, thank you for all of you. Thank you very much. Then, you know, always wish you all the best, you know, prayer that I do every day as a monk. Certain prayer I dedicated to all of you, whoever come to Kadamba Center, I dedicate that. And I dedicate certain prayer, you know, all the people in the prayer list that we put in the, here in front of the Tara statues. I do particularly bring them up in my mind, and I do some prayer for that. So then you are contributing to the center. So it all works very well. Okay, thank you. We are all part of that. Just want to know. Thank you very much. I will say some mantras. So, some of them, you know, just hearing the mantras, this is for all of, for your well-being, you know, some of the mantra for your health, some of the mantra for your long, happy life, long life, long happy life, not long miserable life, long happy life, long happy, healthy life. That's what mantra is for. Long, healthy, happy life. And some of the mantra is to prevent you from untimely death. Death probably includes suicidal thought. You know, sometime and time again, people ask you advice about kids, their kids, you know, having this kind of heartbreaking. There's really nothing I can do. Then I learned those couple of mantras, you know, then having some faith. So whoever hears this mantra will prevent from, it says, untimely death that includes suicidal thought, accident on the road, all of that. Oh. Okay, so I'll do this only take 2 minutes. You just listen, I'll do mantras. Om namo bhagavate abhamamidaya namo siddhanta zara zaya tatangataya arahate sanya sambhataya teyat ampunya punya mahapunya abharamidaya punya jana sumbha rabha siddhe om savasam karapare siddhe dhammate gangana samgade sambhavabhi siddhe mahanaya bade vare som namo bhagavate abharamidaya jana sumbha siddhanta zara zaya tatangataya arahate sanya sambhataya teyat ampunya punya mahapunya abharamidaya punya jana sumbha rabha siddhe om savasam karapare siddhe Tamade Gangada Sam Gandhi Samba Bijude Mahana Parewari Sam Namo Bhagavate Abharamida Ayujana Sumani Siddhartha Tatangataya Arahate Samya Sambhataya Te Adam Bune Bune Mahabune Abharamida Bune Abharamida Bune Jana Sambhara Vasite Om Sava Sama Kala Parishude Tamade Gangada Sam Gandhi Samba Bijude Mahana Parewari Soha Chimin Chive Samantaman Tiyamela Seva Meya Gova Seva Tene Chidapa Tene Chimiri Tene Tata Pashu Sada Kunda Seva Meya Kujia Tengyo 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 umrumuz amamed ayda diyor Allah madem macum dedi diyor bana ne maya namazı falan yok bu ya bana ne bala çaz olacak 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 çok dedi diyor bana da maya da bazı falan dedi ceza olacak 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 dedi diyor bana da maya da bazı falan dedi Tele bayo da bayo da bala çaz olacak 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 dedi diyor bana da maya da bazı falan dedi bu için da bana da bir merhaba diyor kebası diyor her şey bala çaz olacak 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 dedi diyor bana da maya da bazı falan dedi sen zaten dedi şimdi dedi bana çaz olacak 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 Şimdi dedi şey yapalım hocam ya da bazı bir adamın yenge mi yapalım hocam 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 dedi şey yapalım hocam ya da bazı bir adamın Çocuğa çocuğa yalan çocuğa 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 Onlama bagavade begaze guru beno yana malama yana laga da araha desam yasam bu da yati adam begaze begaze ma begaze begaze. Ramza samoga des onlama bagavade begaze guru beno yana malama yana laga da araha desam yasam bu da yati adam begaze begaze ma begaze begaze. Ramza samoga des onlama bagavade begaze guru beno yana malama yana laga da araha desam yasam bu da yati adam begaze begaze ma begaze begaze. Ramza samoga des o angevadi yeni de sanje mela rujun doğaç o şeyden o tümcene var yedin doğaç. Tamasınca adamca deda dececeğin rotaca da da vada çeşesi maka nasıl cebasında koyamıyor olacak. Çona koyunlu nasıl dungan da başını yapatı da 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 Şimdi da çünkü namaz da var konu çocuğu önce. Şimdi diye ona da veya da bazı kadar da namaz da öyle de bula çatırı çünkü namaz namaz yok da samur da çatırı diye adam bazı cuma bu da şimdi diye ona da bazı kadar da namaz da öyle de bula çatırı çünkü namaz namaz yok da samur da çatırı Şimdi diye ona da veya da bazı kadar da namaz da öyle de bula çatırı çünkü namaz namaz yok da samur da çatırı diye adam bazı cuma bu da ne soha Thank you finish So immediate benefit of long mantra, immediate benefit of long mantra dealing with the immediate benefit, immediate this kind of joke, but you know it's not very serious. Okay, immediate benefit of learning long mantra, how to deal with telemarket. Long time ago, the phone keep coming. I have no, like many years ago. So whenever phone ring, I got excited. So I thought it's from India, you know. I miss talking in Tibetan with someone else. Pick up, immediately pick up the blah, 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 blah thing so fast, couldn't figure it out. So somebody's calling me or what, I don't know what to say. So then slowly, you know, the people from the center are telling me, oh, this is a telemarketer, you don't need to answer. So then I thought, oh, maybe, you know, it's kind of rude to say something negative. Now, then after that minute, when I pick up the phone, when I realize the telemarket, then I say, oh, Benza Sato, Samaya, Manipala, Benza Sato, Sudoka, the 100 silver mantra, before I finish my mantra, they would hang up. I thought, you know, they get some benefit just hearing the mantra. So that's what I did, you know, just say 100 silver mantras. Just said that. Then probably they thought, no, these people don't, this person speaking language, we don't understand. Or so then they keep that, they are not calling me anymore. So, good. So that's the kind of joke, that's immediate benefit of long. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.